Welcome to our daily inspiration for October 21, 2021. A few verses here that I was pondering on today for our daily inspiration, and they're found in Deuteronomy chapter 11, when the Lord had given the commandments the second time. And then the Lord said to them, after he had set forth some warnings and a blessing for them, in Deuteronomy 11:18, God said, "Therefore you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth." So I think that's a promise that we can still consider relevant for today. The land of rest that the Lord has promised to those who love him. We can enter into that by faith. And to do that, to thrive and to live in a place of rest and in a place of blessing, we need wisdom and instruction from the Lord. It's just like earthly matters. We need to follow instructions if we want to, if we buy a tool and we want to get the most out of it, it helps to follow instructions. If we want to put something together, I know we hate to do this, but sometimes we need to follow instructions. And that's what God was giving to his people here, is instruction, words of instruction. He set forth a principle that is so good for us to ponder and to remember, that we need to set them before us in our hearts, in our minds. Sometimes literally, you know, write them down so that we can see them. Verses or words of instruction from the Lord, and he said, "You shall teach them to your children." That is so essential and so life-giving for children, I believe, to be instructed in the way of truth and life when they're young. Very powerful. It gives direction when it comes from us in an honest and truthful way, that we're seeking to practice what we talk about. It gives great stability to children so that they do not need to be carried away by temptations or various forces that want to draw them away. It doesn't mean that they can't fall, doesn't mean they won't stumble, doesn't mean they won't fail, but by and large it will have a great effect for good on their lives, according to God's word here, your days and the days of your children may be multiplied. That means they'll be lengthened, and there's tremendous blessing in that. So let's just take heed to this instruction. Plant the Word of God. We need to plant that in our hearts and minds. We don't know what the future holds as far as persecution for us or for our children, and it is good to prepare ourselves for a day when things may be different by planting that word in the hearts of our children. And blessings on your day.